your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
Egypt's civil aviation minister says only 8 of the 29 planned flights from Sharm el-Sheikh to the UK today will go ahead. He's implied there's only limited space to keep hold of luggage at the airport, which isn't being allowed on board. Security has been increased after a Russian passenger jet was downed by a suspected bomb last weekend. Here's Transport Secretary Patrick McLaughlin.
We've made our position very clear on that, that we think that is a high probability. We are obviously waiting for final confirmation of that, but we felt that it was right to act on the information that we got, and we did act.
Brendan De Garis and his wife from Horling are waiting to travel home from Sharm. He told KMFM security didn't seem very good there.
Most of Western Europe have got so high standards, even domestic flights, to coming out to the Middle East. I fly to Kuwait a lot, and I find it's very relaxed. Blase almost.
This is KMFM News.
A woman's in a life-threatening condition in hospital after being rescued from the sea off the Kent coast. Emergency crews were called around 8 this morning to Minas Bay in Birchington following concerns for her safety. She's being treated at the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford. A man's been arrested in Kent on suspicion of attempted murder during an operation to detect drivers suspected of criminal activity. Detectives used automatic number plate recognition to identify and stop vehicles. The 23-year-old was detained near Leybourne Lakes in connection with an incident at a traveller site in Brentwood in January in which a man was seriously injured.
KMFM News.
Talk Talk has downgraded estimates for the number of people affected by a cyber attack on its computers. Over 150,000 people were hacked, with more than 15,000 of their bank details accessed. 4 people arrested separately in connection with the investigation have been released on bail. A group of mums have told KMFM they're hoping to raise awareness of ADHD and give support and respite to parents by opening a new centre in Kent. It's the most common behavioural disorder in the UK and is thought to affect between 2 and 5% of school-aged children. It's hoped the new facility in Sittingbourne will provide activities whilst mums and dads share experiences. Kerry Consett is setting up the centre as her son has the condition.
It's quite frustrating actually, because people do see the kids as naughty children. It makes me angry myself, because people just don't have the understanding of it at all.
KMFM News.
An online petition's been set up by angry parents of children at a Kent primary school after it announced their Christmas play would be cancelled. Barming Primary in Maidstone is currently in special measures, and the head teacher says he's taken the decision so staff can concentrate on teaching. Reception pupils will still perform their nativity. Other extracurricular activities such as football and swimming have also been dropped. And Coldplay are releasing a new album. The band have been teasing fans on social media this week about a big announcement. A Head Full of Dreams is due out on the 4th of December.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be taking a break from the league this weekend to play in the FA Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills are travelling to take on League 2 Stevenage in the first round. Gillingham are currently third in the League 1 table, and boss Justin Edinburgh says they'll be under pressure to get a result tomorrow.
The FA Cup is a distraction or a different proposition in terms of being favourites for the tie, so you know, expectation is still on us if we look upon it that way.
Meantime, Dover Athletic host Stourbridge at the Crabble on Sunday. Maidstone United take on Yeovil at the Gallagher Stadium. Elsewhere, in Kent, Winter Olympic champion Lizzie Yarnold is in the running to be named Sportswoman of the Year later. The skeleton racer, who won gold at Sochi, is up against the likes of Jessica Ennis-Hill and Lizzie Armistead for the top prize. The 27-year-old from West Kingsdown says she's delighted to have been recognised.
Yes, it's a competition and it's an award. It's just a celebration of women's sport for this past year. So it's very strange to think that I'm up against them and considered similar to them. It's really kind. It's very strange.
And Bath have confirmed Sam Burgess has left the Rugby Union Premiership Club to rejoin South Sydney. He'll now go back to playing rugby league in Australia after agreeing a 3-year deal.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.